I consider the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. Those are the words in our second reading, friends, that St. Paul writes to the Romans. People who are suffering should take hope in the glory to be revealed. Sufferings of present time. And all of creation is waiting for this glory, this redemption. As it says further on, that it's laboring in labor pains for the revelation of this glory. For many of us in this current climate, in this current world and everything going on, all the stresses and the challenges that you face day in and day out, maybe you can relate to this reading. Just waiting for something to redeem this aching I have, the ways in which I'm struggling. If I can just get there, right? Friends, the readings today give us that answer. But as we heard at the last line of that gospel, we have to hear. If we have ears, we ought to hear. How often in this world, all you have to do is take a drive down the interstate. You're going to see billboards. Open a magazine, you're going to see advertisements. Turn on your television, you're going to see commercials. Everything in this world is telling us how to satiate that laboring pain, that way in which we're suffering. Everything in this world says, fill this, you know, void in your life with this new product, then you'll be happy. All these ways in which you and I, we fall into it, I know I do at least, we fill ourselves up with junk, thinking that that is going to somehow satiate this laboring pain that we have. And the answer emphatically every time in the final analysis is what? We are still hungry and we're still thirsty. It's never going to be enough. And the Lord today tells us about this seed. What is the seed? The seed, as it tells, says we had in the Gospel Acclamation, which was just sung, the seed is the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. As we heard in that first reading, God's Word is not just some kind of descriptive ideas, but rather it's an effective Word. It's efficacious. What He says happens. It changes us. When we come into contact with the divine, anytime we come into contact with the divine, when we hear the word of God, if we truly hear it with our ears, which are supposed to hear, it changes us. There's an effect. There is not a single person in the scriptures who heard Jesus' preaching and wasn't left somewhat changed. He affects what he says. It's not just some kind of descriptive language, but it's a power to fill us up, to change us. The ways in which you and I both need conversion still. The ways in which we haven't kind of let the old self die and put on Christ, as St. Paul also says. In all those ways, the answer is listening to the Word of God. It's a plague that we have right now, in addition to coronavirus. It's a plague that we have in our culture, is that we're losing the ability to listen. We're very quick to speak. We're very quick to be outspoken. We're very quick to give our opinions. We love to do that. But how often do you and I just take the time to listen? To listen. And with the Word of God, what He's inviting us to do, He's not demanding anything more than this, to simply come before Him, spend time with Him, and listen. In the busyness of our lives, we're so good at scheduling and filling everything up. And then we wonder, when that word of God comes, why it doesn't take root. Because we've already filled ourselves up. We've made ourselves into a rocky ground. There's no depth for the word to sink in and change us. But what he's asking us to do is clear away some of those thorns which choke the plant, clear away some of this mess, and create a space in your lives, friends. Create a space in your life for him to speak. Because he's always speaking. The challenge is, are we listening, right? My other work I do in the Archdiocese, in addition to being your temporary administrator, is I'm the vocation director. So I assist men and women in responding to a call if they feel that they have received a call to a particular way of life, as a religious sister or brother, as a priest. And in that work, in looking at the seminaries, sometimes people say to me, well, Father, you have a crisis of vocations, right? Like you got, like, there's not very many priests around these days. Well, I would humbly disagree that we have a crisis of vocations. The word vocation comes from the Latin vocare, which means to call, that God has called them. We don't have a crisis of calling. God hasn't somehow started calling less people. We have a crisis of being able to hear it. People can't hear the call because they're so drowned out by all the noise and these thorns which choke our ability to hear the word of God. We do not have a crisis of vocations. We have a crisis of hearing and listening and then being able to respond. So friends, my challenge to you this week, my challenge to myself, let's take a very good, hard look at our lives, our priorities, and the thorns that try and choke out the ways in which God wants to be a part of that. And maybe you and I can carve out in a particular way this week some time to listen, some time to allow God to speak. But he's not just going to whisper meaningless words, right? The God that you and I believe in is a God who speaks to us, and when he speaks, it changes us. Let's have the audacity this week to listen.